Jesus, baby. We're back, Son of God University. The light and power and energy of the Lord Jesus Christ was zooming throughout the universe right here on this Christmas vibration month. November continuing. It starts in September 27th, his birth, and it continues, baby. It keeps zooming on till we get to that 25th night of Christ Day, and then we still continue on to January. This is Son of God University, as we said before, and also sonofgoduniversity.com is the website. Moving to Jesus, baby, at gmail.com. Oh, yeah, baby, we're rolling with the cosmic light of Jesus Christ, which is very, very important.
Glory to God, Jesus, baby. November the 3rd, 2013. Let us pray for Paul F. Crouch, the president of Trinity Broadcasting Network, that he has been sick for a while, heart failure, and we want to honor him and bless him in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, eternal creator, Lord Jesus, for blessing the president of Trinity Broadcasting Network. We love you and we love him, Paul Frank Crouch, the president and founder of that particular movement that's been in power for 40 years. We thank you for healing his body. We cast the attacking demons out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that he may live and be recovered from his heart failure, and that everything will work together for the good. We bless him. We have holy living mass for him right now in the holy name of the Holy Father, the Lord God Jehovah, and the holy name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ Almighty, and the blessed power and name of the Holy Spirit, Jesus. We bless and we uplift this great man of truth and of God and a leadership in the community of the world, and we thank you for Paul F. Crouch. We love you, sweetheart Paul, and we speak to you wherever you may be, whether you be in your hospital room or hopefully you're at home recovering, and we pray that you would be lifted up, and we want you to know that we may have differences of spirituality, different movements, but we love you, baby. We love you, and we honor you. We respect you, sir. We've been to your Trinity Broadcasting Network program about 3 times, and we pray that you would raise up, because you have great gifts, you have great talents, you have great inspirations. You were called to the satellite movement of telecasting. We know you feel that. And may the living God Jehovah and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, bless you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, baby, here we are again, November the 3rd, November the 3rd, 2013, and the glorious month of November, the month that the people in the Thailand honor the great Buddhas, where they crown them with love and light and glory and energy. And here we are in the Christmas season, glorifying the eternal Christ. Now, this day is a day of rejoicing, a day of celebration, a day of exaltation, a day to explore the jubilation of the Christ. You know, in the Holy Bible, a lot of the Bible was edited. Like we told you yesterday season, that 83% was taken out and edited out by the church fathers and the different scholars that made the movement. And some stuff was altered and changed. But nevertheless, the Holy Spirit inside of us let us know what's happening. Now, when they talk about Moses, a man of God that came forth, and they altered the story. They reported what they heard. And when Moses finished the Ten Commandments and got the revelation from the Almighty Lord God, Jehovah, and when he did not go into the Promised Land, they recorded, this is what they said in the book of Joshua. Now, Moses, my servant, is dead, and now I'm calling you to go forth into the Promised Land. Well, they had rigged that lie for a long time, for centuries, and it's been put in the scriptures because that's what they heard, and they wrote what was recorded. And the people believed it. And now, when you check it up in the book of the St. Matthew, that Moses was not dead, he was on the Mount of the Transfiguration with the Lord Jesus Christ. And James and John, they said, hey, let us go up into the mountain with you. We get 3 tabernacles, one for you, Jesus, one for Elijah, and one for Moses. Now, those 2 prophets were Old Testament prophets way back in the day, but Elijah was transfigured, and also was Moses, because he came in his physical body. So You look at the history and say, wait a minute, they said that Moses was dead. They had that lie conjured up for years. They said God buried Moses in the mountain. It's recorded in Scripture. But when you look at the reality, now think about the great almighty Lord God, Jehovah. Does he look like he's going to be some kind of a God that would bury somebody? He's a God of life. Jesus Christ is a God of life. Why would God get into the burial business? He can't do that. That's not in his DNA. The Almighty God, Jehovah, and the Lord Jesus Christ is the God of life. And so therefore, and the Holy Spirit is really the vibration of life. Why would there be a burial? So we want to put that smack daddy doctrine behind that Moses did not die a physical death. Moses, truly, he disobeyed and different things happened, but Jehovah put Moses in the training center when he was give the glorious laws of the commandments and the first law with the laws of transfiguration and Moses had the great communication with Jehovah. They communicated. He saw the Creator. He saw his wonderful, beautiful being. But to make a long story short, to show you that they put it in the Scripture that they did a good job. They conjured it up. Yeah, you know, the Lord God Jehovah buried Moses and he did this and he did that. April Fools, that did not happen. No, no, no. God transfigured Moses. And it was proven in the book of Matthew where on the mountain of transfiguration, the glorified body of Moses and Elijah appeared with Jesus just before Jesus was about to go to his ascension, before his assassination. So just to show you that people say things and they don't understand it, and they assume that that situation has taken place. But now you heard it live right here on November 3rd, 2013, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the new age of consummation and fire, that Moses was a living being. He was transfigured. It's verified in the Bible, in the Holy Bible, and in the Book of Mormon, and the Doctrine and Covenants of Brothers, and the Pearly Great Price, and various records of the ancient scrolls. You must contact Holy Spirit, because then you would get the divine truth of the matter. You see, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And so, therefore, I said that for a reason about Moses. And then they had another story about every 11 years, looked like they're coming up. They said, we found the bones of Jesus. That's April Fool's joke right there also. They said, we got the scientific proof. We got his DNA. We got the shroud of Turin when Jesus died or was assassinated, and the blood, they took the blood samples, and they said, we got the bones right here in Israel. We got them, baby. We got the bones. And people have been believing them so-called artifacts. But is it the truth, my loves, my beloved ones? You cannot believe foolishness. You got to investigate it and go through the truth. So therefore, they found that, and every so many, like I said, every 11 years or so, they come up with these believed to be the bones of Jesus. Don't you know if that was the bones of Jesus, that would be some kind of excitement, you know, so-called. Like, wow, look what we got. We got a treasure house. But that is not the bones of Jesus. Even though they said the DNA and they had this and they had the blood samples and all that kind of stuff, are you going to believe the artifacts or are you going to believe the truth? The Son of God said, I am, behold, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He who liveth and believeth in me shall never die. That's discovered and found in the sixth chapter of the book of the Gospel of St. John. Then here's another joke that they put up. Our beloved sister, Annalise Skyrim, who wrote eight wonderful, beautiful books, Ye Are Gods, The Book of Jesus, To God the Glory, Temple of God, Secrets of Eternity, Celestial Songs of Creation, Man Triumphant, Beyond Mortal Boundaries, and Book of Books. Okay? So on the internet, they had the information that they got the death certificate. Well, they said they had a death certificate of Moses, too. They had a death certificate of Moses, and they found the bones of Jesus, and that is not true. Those are living beings, living gods. Annalise Skyrim, they go out and they have put the facts, the so-called artifacts, and they said they had the body burial somewhere in California, and they had the children that was of the her birth, this and that this happened, and they did this, and one liked the wake up, my children. Wake up, beautiful ones. You see, all this crap, all the doctrine that's going on. Remember, they can conjure up stuff real good. They can make false identification, false passports. They can hire somebody to play like she's Annalise Skyrim. If they got an old lady that was in the age of Annalise and put it in the grave and used a very great name. And maybe somebody got the same name of her, but it ain't the original one that was transfigurated or translated. Because in the affidavits in the Book of Ye Are Gods, it stated that she was transfigured. And yet, and the so-called things they put on the movement on the internet said that she got old and all this kind of stuff. You probably heard about it as you did the research. But I'm telling you, my beautiful ones, you need to trust the Holy Spirit. Why do I say that? Because a friend of mine from the United States of America, Northeastern Ohio, he checked it out, and he saw that, and then he was wondering. He said, wait a minute, he probably wanted a witness because he prayed about it. And then he told me the most beautiful story, that the light, like a vibration came in this room, his house, and his whole room, his whole house smelled good, every room in his house. I mean, he told me, I talked to him a few weeks ago, whenever that was, and he said it was such a strong, beautiful smell, he put his nose in the toilet, and he said, it smells so beautiful. And so all the room had the floral scent of divinity. And I said, well, do you think that was Annalise Karen? Do you think that was Jehovah God, Jesus Christ, God, angel, some kind of divine? He said, well, I don't know. I said, well, I'll help you out. I feel it was one of them or all of the above. You know, so it lasted at least about an hour, and all the brilliancy light. So I'm looking at that witness after he, you know, heard this strange story on the internet when he looked up the find out if she has some more books, and it came out with that smooth, vibrant, smell good that he had in his house. I'm looking at that as a divine witness that, hey, Annalise Karen is much alive. Whether you people want to accept it or not, anybody and everybody, the main thing is to search the truth. You see, because they're going to talk a lot of jive about people. They're going to talk a lot of smack about some people, because I know the church that she used to belong to, they didn't care for her, and they accused her because of the writings of the truth. You know, and they said, well, you know, she's not writing this. She's not from Almighty God. She didn't get this revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, anywho, I just thought I'd put that out and get that off my beautiful chest, because we're here to talk about the Holy Spirit. We are excited. Oh, and another good thing before we go further, that the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus, the Son of God, you know, when he was being assassinated or when he was on the cross, he spoke in the divine language. He spoke in tongues. He spoke the different language. Eloya, Eloya, lama sabachthani. And the disciples around him, dig this. Now, the disciples, they say, is he calling for Elias? Is he calling for Elijah to save him? Who is he calling for? They didn't know what Jesus was saying. If they didn't know, how in the earth, I'm not going to say how in the hell, but it does sound good, how in the earth do they think that they can, you know, put something in there and they assume? So if the disciples didn't know, the translators surely did not know, because this is what the translators said. They said, this is what Jesus said. They said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now think, Jesus Christ came for a divine mission. He was excited to go to the cross. He prayed and pleaded to the Father that he could come to the earth to be able to give his life on the tree so we can receive the Holy Ghost on every couch. So therefore, when Jesus Christ was being exalted, now dig this, my beautiful ones, because a lot of stuff been lost from the original script has been lost, but we're here to restore them for you. When Jesus Christ was on the cross, giving his life for every human being upon the planet, Jehovah, his loving Father, came and appeared to him and put his loving arms around Jesus while Jesus was on the cross. And Jesus got excited, and he got happy. And Jesus said, Eloia, Eloia, lama sabachthani. Eloia, 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 Elohim, Elohim, lama sabachthani. Eloia, 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 lama sabachthani. Eloia, lama sabachthani. Eloia, lama sabachthani. Now, my beautiful sight. That was an exhorted praise to his Father. After Jehovah hugged him and kissed him and embraced him, he got excited, wouldn't you? And so Jesus cried out in the translated original text, my God, my glorious God, this is my destiny, for this was I sent. And Dr. Lamsa translation in the Aramaic, he puts it right up there with, oh, glorious God, oh, my glorious God, oh, how thou hast glorified me. Now, this does not make a lot of sense. Now, just think the lie that people have been believing for thousands of years, my beautiful saints. They've been believing what the mistranslated status has said, why have you forsaken me? But in the original Greek and in the ancient Aramaic, and it's got the mother correction, and you look into the Douay version, there's another joke I got to bring up. Now, people talk about, because we still talk about the Halloween, how hollow it is to glorify the name of Jesus Christ. Halloween to glorify the Holy Ghost inside of you. Halloween is hallowed be thy name, the Spirit of Christ within. And so you got people that are not understanding about the power of the different levels of hell. And there's some people that go around and say, there's no purgatory. Well, let me help you out, sweethearts. And the Douay version of the Latin Vulgate, and the Douay, they got to say that there's a different degrees of hell and different places of purgatory. And you look in the Bible, the Hebrew Bible, it speaks about the realms of Gehenna, Hades, Tartarus, and Sheol, those different realms of hell, and there is a purgatory, my friend, because if a person got to be purged before they can go to paradise, because everybody that dies, they got to go stop at Chicago. That's a form of speech, Chicago, which is you in the United States of America, and you go into, you leave in the Los Angeles International Airport, and if you go into Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you usually make a stop in Chicago, Illinois, or in Dallas, Texas. You make a stop for a few moments or an hour, and then you catch another jet, and then you go onto your destination to the Eastern Coast. Well, a lot of people, when they die, they got to go to purgatory, and they qualify to see if they make it to hell, or they can be purged and go into the heavens. And some people, they just go straight to hell, depending on the spiritual progress and the great level of divine consciousness. So my beautiful ones, you know, you look at the one version of the King James Version, don't be close-minded. This other the version you checked out, you check out the Douay Version, the Latin Vulgate Version, the Septuagint Version, the New International Version. You know, you have to be a researcher. You don't just say that there's something that don't exist if you assume, because you just stuck to the 66 books of the Bible. And you look at the Holy Catholic Bible, there's 72 books of the Bible. And then you look at the King James, there's 66 books of the Bible. And then you got the lost books of the Bible and the forgotten books of Eden. Those books are endorsed by the wife of Paul Crouch on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, Jan Crouch. She said boldly that she endorsed the lost books of the Bible. Very beautiful books. Because it's a continuation of what the editors left out when they got together to formulate the Holy Bible. Like I said, they took a lot of stuff out of the Bible, but you must put your total trust in the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. Because if you don't put your trust in the Holy Spirit, that great God of glory inside, the inside God, you're going to be whoopsie-doopsie, because you're going to be lacked thereof, you're going to be killed by the letter, because the Spirit of Jesus Christ giveth us life. So therefore, now you heard a lot of good revelation of introduction. You heard that Jesus Christ was happy on the cross, that the Father God came to him, Jehovah, and hugged him and congratulated him on his mission. And now notice that he said that, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. He gave great praises that this is my destiny. Oh my God, my glorious God. This is my destiny. For this purpose was I sent. That knocks down the traditional Easter celebration and the Good Friday, so-called, and all that kind of stuff about Jesus was saying, why would God the Father reject his own son? Are you crazy? He don't reject his own son. Of course he rejected sin. Jesus Christ was a sin offering, but the Father God glorified his son. And you got to wake up to that realization. The power of hugs. The power of love. The power of endurance. So Jesus Christ began to find out his destiny. The true destiny of every man, Jesus said, I got to get out of here. If I don't get out of here, the Holy Spirit will not come. Yet the Holy Spirit always existed. People wonder, what is your destiny? What is your, your job title? Everybody, a lot of people, they mix up their mission with their destiny. They mix up their jobs with their destiny. And the people that say, I work at the Jet Boeing in the Puget Sound region of the United States of North America and the Pacific Northwest. That is my destiny. I'm making the jets and I do this. No. That's your job. That's a mission. And then they say, well, I do Sunday school teaching. That's my destiny. No, it's not. Right now, my brother and I, we right here on this glorious, wonderful BBS radio teaching. And we excited and we feel it. This is not our destiny. This is a divine mission. We humbly accept this humble mission by the powers of the Lord Jesus Christ Almighty. But this is not the destiny. We're going to find out and we're going to discuss what is the main mission of every individual soul.
You better believe it. Jesus, baby. We on the roll. The main mission of every single being on this planet. Why were you created? Why did Jesus put you here in this divine body? This body is magnificent. This body is strong and healthy. It can endure anything, as we said before. our mission here is to become gods and goddesses. That's the main mission, for you can overcome in the flesh, for this flesh can become divine flesh of the Almighty Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost University is in each and every one of us. It guides us as we keep reiterating that. We can't say enough of that. The Holy Ghost is in us. It's in us to guide us. We need that. For so long, my brother's going to get into why Pentecost came. For so long, it hasn't been a Pentecostal spirit around. Especially nowadays, we don't hear too much about the Holy Ghost. We may hear charismatic. That's not really the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost is a fire. It's an energy. And when it comes upon you, it purges you. A lot of people who's in all kinds of drugs and stuff, they really get that purging because it has to really purge you. You see, it has to go to the cellular level. It has to penetrate your being. As that Holy Ghost come and penetrate you, it burns all that negative. It re-erects your body. It brings you back to the normal status you're supposed to be and beyond, because you got the Holy Ghost now. You're ready to rock and roll, baby. If you don't have that Holy Ghost, then you're in trouble, basically, on the earth. In America, we have gotten so comfortable. It was kind of like Adam and Eve. Adam and Eva, they were in the garden. They had it made. Shoot, he had this beautiful wife, this second beautiful wife. Hey, he see Jehovah, Jesus. He see the Holy Ghost manifesting. He see all the cherubims, the angels. He sees, hey, I don't need to know why to Christ. I got angels serving me. I'm in a paradisical situation here on earth. I don't need the Christ. All I need to do is sit back and praise Jehovah. See, he lost the vision. That's why he fell, because he wasn't in touch with the Holy Ghost. He wasn't in touch with the Holy Spirit. In America, we got all this wealth. We got everything we need. We got TV. We got Xbox. We got cellular phone. We got all the technology. Hey, we don't need nothing. We don't need the light of Christ. We're very comfortable. So then basically we kick it out. We may go to church. We may say, we say a few amens to Jesus. We give our tithe. Oh, I gave to God. God doesn't need your offering. You know, he doesn't need that. You know, don't be tricked by the pimp.
I thought he had to pray the angels off. Don't you got to pray those angels off to do their work?
Oh, yeah. Those angels, get to the angels, like my brother said. Yeah, you got judgment angels that's looking, and so you cannot pay them off. Okay. You cannot buy salvation.
Amen.
It doesn't mean nothing just because you give to the church, to the minister, or stuff like that. It doesn't mean anything. What he's going to buy is how you live. That's what Jesus is looking for. He's looking, do you have the Holy Spirit? Are you activating the Holy Spirit? Not how many times you went to church. If you go to choir meeting or prayer meeting or at the church, it's good to pray, but the most highest prayer is the individual worship to the Holy Ghost within you.
Amen.
That's the highest prayer you can do, baby.
Yes.
Jesus, baby. That's the highest. It got a name, too. That Jesus, baby, is in you, and you worship him. You sit back and feel that holy energy fire just flowing through you. That's what transfigures you. That's the power. And that's what we're lacking all over the world. You know, Reinhard Bonnke, he got it going in Africa now. That's why he got all these people following him. That's why his crusades are major. You don't see that too much in America, but it's happening in Africa, baby. Those people are searching. They don't have all those, but they are searching. They have so much voodoo and all that stuff going on. People and mermaids, all this stuff. That stuff is real. And so it's happening there. They see it happen. So they praise all day. It's no big deal. The Muslims are coming. The Buddhists are having them coming. Everybody's coming. They see the power of the Holy Spirit. People can talk Jesus all day. If you don't have the power, you're lacking, my brothers and sisters. You're lacking it. That's what you need. You need the gas. The gas is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit keeps you rolling, baby. It keeps you moving. It teaches you everything. like my brother said about the Bible, those things that he was mentioning, you would know it because the Holy Spirit would point it out. It would tell you outright, or it'll tell you where to go. It'll tell you where to find it. It'll tell you to tune in to Son of God University. It'll tell you to go to this Bible, that Bible. If you want the truth, you seek, you will find. It says in Scripture, seek and you will find. That's in anything. We got to seek. But a lot of us, we're very comfortable. Like I said, in America especially, we're very comfortable. We have our big house. We have our Mercedes. We have made it. Have you? What's your wealth? Your wealth and your treasures within you. That's your wealth. Because if all that goes, what you going to do then? What you going to do then? What you going to depend on? Are you depending on that? Or are you depending on the Christ light within you? The Christ light can help you get there. There's nothing wrong with having wealth. But the main thing he said, seek the kingdom of heaven, and everything else will be added. That's the way you do. You seek the kingdom. The kingdom is within you. The kingdom is right there at hand. It's closer than hands and feet, my brother. It's closer than you know it. It's all around you. The consciousness is knocking on you. Hear me. The Holy Ghost is trying to tell you, hey, I'm here. Listen to me. Sometimes you feel something. It's a feeling. The Holy Ghost, it's a feeling. Like today I was looking for a light in my truck. I said, where is it? The Holy Ghost. I say, okay, Holy Ghost, tell me where it is, Holy Spirit. Come on, talk to me. Listen, it let me know. It put it in my mind. It's a feeling. It tells me where it is. Okay, now I'm rocking. I'm rolling now, baby. So I'll go in the name of Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus is a vibration. It's an energy. It purges you. It moves you. Jah Jesus, that is an unspeakable name. It's a power. You know, you can say Jah Jesus, that's good, but then you get to the point that you're saying it, and then you know you're living it, and you're just feeling it. Yes. It's a love feeling. Jah Jesus is a love feeling. The Holy Ghost is a love feeling. How you think you can take people that hate you and you love them? It's a power to do that. How can you forgive people? It's a power. How can you get rid of sexual desires or whatever, or lustful desires, or any kind of ailments you have, cancer, or anything? It's the power of the Holy Ghost. It's that purging fire that goes within you. It's the healer. That's what we need. That's the treasure that we need, my brother's trying to tell you. It's the power that we need. Everybody needs. It's the most important thing in the universe, the Holy Spirit. Spirit of promise, the spirit of truth that lies within us. That's why you listen to us. That's why we have 400 and more million people listening, because you feel it in your consciousness. Your consciousness is talking to you. We're talking to your consciousness. It's inside you. And it's the Bible, all it does, it brings it like a manual. It tells you, but you want the living word. The living word is within you. Everybody has the living word. It tells you what to do. It guides you. We're saying the living word as you listen, and it's connecting with your living word, and it's saying, yeah, baby, that's what it is. It's Jah Jesus, baby. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm feeling it. It's a feeling. You go with the feeling. You go with it. The women have it. The men have it. We all have it. I don't care if you're in Africa. I don't care if you're in Japan. I don't care where you are. You can be over there in Alaska. Everybody has this consciousness. Everybody has that feeling, like my brother said. And my brother's going to tell you why Pentecost is coming. Before, let's say about the churches. Now it's more of a social club. Let's face it. You go, how's your son doing, baby? He's doing fine. He's going to college. It's all this yipping and yapping. Back in the day, when you went to the holy temples on Halloween, it was a fire. It was a sacredness. It was a power. When you went in, you felt the energy. It was moving, baby. It was grooving, baby. You felt that power come up on you, and that power was just, you can feel it. It was a power of sacredness and holiness. You could not go in there and talking about your family. You wouldn't go in there and talk about your family. You would go in there praising the Holy Ghost, praising that divine fire within you. That's what people wanted. They had their mind set. But today it's more of a yip-yap, let's say, and we'll pay a few dollars and Jesus will hear you. He don't care about your dollars, baby. He don't care about you going to choir service. He don't care if you clean the church. What he cares about is your living soul. He cares about you worshiping that Holy Ghost within you. That's what he cares about. That's what it's all about. That's why Jesus came. That's why he put the Father, Spirit, Holy Ghost within you. That's why in this pure, dynamic body, we are magnificent beings. Let's live it. Let's follow the Holy Spirit, like my brother said. Let's live the Holy Spirit. Just don't listen to us. We're here for a divine mission. We only say what the Lord Jesus Christ and definitely the Holy Ghost tell us to say, and Allah, Jehovah. We deal with all three of them. They have their perfect ranks in what they do. They work together as a unit. There's not a separate deal here. I don't think most people understand it. But right now, what you want to do is get to the God that's closer to the hands and feet, the God that's on this earth. Basically, you need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost and transfiguration is for here on earth. It's not for, it's for here on earth. It's for to go like Star Wars they do, like they go here, boom, they're there. They think a thought, they're here. They think a thought, they move by the power of the wind, boom, they're there. That's for the earth here. That's our earthly gift, and that's just a tiny gift indeed, and that's the gift we're aiming to get. That's the gift that I know my brothers and sisters want. I know all of you. Nobody wants to die. People may talk about death, but deep in their conscience, nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to stay young. Everybody wants to stay healthy. That's American spirit. Everybody wants to stay young. They do operations, all this other stuff. They want to stay young. They want to stay vital. They don't want to die. Nobody wants to die. We're teaching you life, baby. Life in Jesus, baby.
That's right, baby. Because in the 14th chapter of the St. John, in the 15th chapter, and in the 16th chapter, it talks about this divine eternal energy. Jesus said, it is expedient that I go away, because if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come. And what he was really saying, that you people are going to keep your eyes focused on me, that Jesus Christ personifies being, and that get wrapped up into the eternal spirit of Jesus Christ. He said, this spirit of truth is with you, but shall be in you. He says, and this spirit will come in you and will revelate through you, and this spirit shall abide in you forever.
Did you say forever, my brother?
I did, baby, because if it's forever, that means you can stay young, you can stay vitally strong, you look handsome and beautiful like Douglas and like Don?
Oh, Don Douglas. That's right, baby. Our engineer.
Engineers,
yeah.
And the producers of this great BBS, they got the beautiful spirit.
You
got
to believe, baby.
And they're loving guys. They got the love of the light inside. And because we become temples of light, this is exciting. This is realistic, because the people, you know, too long they've been worshiping the God, the spook God, out there way out lost in space. Somewhere, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and then they recognize that the light is inside of the temple being. And the book of Revelation, from the book of Genesis, the book of the Epistles of St. John, and the book of the Revelation, it said the light is within, the light is in the temple. It said the people did not need no temple, because they were the temple, and the Lord God Jehovah, and the light is the Lamb thereof. So therefore, we are temples of light. And so why Pentecost? What's the purpose of this? Okay, it goes back to the Halloween celebration. Halloween was a time to glorify the Holy Spirit of fire. That's when the people, they lit those lanterns, and they were excited when they end the pumpkin. They put the candles in there, and they go in the temple to worship the eternal energy, because they were seeking for the treasure. They were looking for destiny, divine destiny. Your destiny is to bring forth the light. The light of Christ, the light within you, the divine. People been wondering, what is my destiny? Do I need to do this job? Do I need to do this? That's the problem with some of you spiritual, religious people. You're ripping and running too much. You need to slow down and relax and honor the Sabbath within. You need to be still and recognize Yahweh of Sabaoth inside of your being, the temple of love. You are the temple of love. This love, Holy Spirit, came. It always existed. As you heard throughout the testimony, it existed way back in the time of Enoch, 5,000 years ago. Those people, they advanced to the future tense, to this age, back in that day, because their minds and hearts desire to find this sacred energy. And so they were allowed to launch into this time. They didn't have to do no animal sacrifices, no fruit sacrifices, no pigeons and turtle doves, no red heifers or nothing, because they were redeemed from the fall by Jesus Christ, because they received the spirit of Jesus Christ way back then. Just like today, you can receive this great Holy Spirit today. Too many people are looking for the Antichrist and not looking for the Holy Christ. Wake up, children of love. Wake up, my beautiful one. Take your eyes and your mind off of the weaker Christ or the Antichrist. He don't exist as far as we're concerned, because the Bible says it. In the book of Revelation, it says the beast that was, the beast that is, and the beast that is not. A lot of people, they fail to recognize, what do you mean, is not? Just what Jesus said. The beast that is not to those who are seeking and worshiping the eternal Christ. When you are glorifying this eternal light, you don't have no fear. You don't have no problem. It said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth in the Revelation, the 13th chapter, somewhere around up in there. It says, the devil has come down to deceive all of those on the earth without the light of Christ. They left that part out. In the Douay version, you probably find it about the light of Christ and the very Septuagint and the Aramaic. You see, because the light of Christ or the Holy Spirit is the most important factor and subject of the universe. You cannot live, you cannot move, you cannot breathe, you cannot have your function without it.
So you're saying without that light of Christ, you are subject to the Antichrist. You are subject to all that negativity. So the people that are, that have the Spirit of Christ, they rise above all that.
Yes, because when you got the Spirit, and the book of Revelation, it says, and the people in the 19th chapter, it says, they said, hallelujah, glory and praise to the living God and to the Lamb of God thereof. And it lets you know that when you are got the seal, and the seal of God is in their forehead, that's the Holy Spirit. When you got the seal of protection, nothing can go against you. Not an H-bomb, not an atom bomb, not an F-bomb. No kind of bomb can destroy you because you are maximized protected by a Jehovah Nissi, the light of Christ inside of you, the banner, your banner, your protector, the aura of light is all around you, and you become just like our elder brother, Jesus Christ, who walked through walls, walked on the water, walked in the clouds, ascended in the cloud. He didn't have to take a Boeing Jet 47 to go back to paradise.
Did he take a spaceship, though? Some people say
I heard they say he took a spaceship. He's further ahead in the spaceship. He went by the Zoom light, the divine light of Christ. And speaking of Jesus Christ, he is so excited because he found his destiny in glorifying the Holy Spirit, the eternal energy of the Father, the promise of the Father. And so, therefore, that maximized power is what took him up to paradise in the heavenlies. And that's why he has the power to go in and out of heaven. He can travel hither and thither because he has the light of Christ. He brought forth that happy spirit. And therefore, he wants all of us to bring forth the same power. That's what the power of Pentecost. We are supposed to be so wrapped up into this Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. We're supposed to be so engulfed, so inculcated to it, that nothing destroys us. And these people today will be judged severely because we are in the ID times. We are living in the times that the Holy Spirit has already come. Pentecost came over 2,000 years ago. And people still trying to live 3,000 years behind time. They're still trying to build an old temple made by hands. And they don't know that the temple, the physical body, was made by the Spirit of God. And so therefore, the Spirit of Jesus Christ is in us and all around us. And we're supposed to build our temples to the light of Christ. And we are living temples of light. We are the happiest people on earth. We are greater than the Disneyland people. They say that's the happiest place on earth. April Fools, the happiest place on earth is inside the kingdom of Christ, the light of Christ. Because when you are in the light of Christ, you are jubilant, you are joyful and triumphant. You can sing Christmas carols with dignity and majesty and jubilation and excitement because you have the Christ, the royal Christ light inside.
So why would we be judged more severely? Tell the people, why would we be judged more severely since we live in the AD times than they did before in BC times?
Because the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, has already come. And see, back in the day, they were looking to the cross before his assassination. And many worshiped him and believed in that die. Today, people that are just banning the sacrifice and they're mocking the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the people are rejecting the very Savior that came to give them life. And today, you don't have to go through all the animal sacrifices to be forgiven. They can come direct to Jesus Christ. As he said, come to me that you may have life. And have it more abundantly. And so therefore, the people, there's just too many spiritual and scientific witness of the cosmic creation, of the cosmos, and about the great spirit of love. This divine energy is everywhere present. And so therefore, the people, because they see the witness, they feel the witness, they know it, and we have no excuse today because we are living in the New Testament times of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, of glory, and the offering has already been set in motion, and Jesus and the Holy Spirit says, come and do not harden your heart. said in the book of Hebrews, that's in the day of publication, it says when the eternal witness speaks to you, you're supposed to respond. That inner spirit is speaking to every individual on this planet, whether you got a Bible or not, whether you have a holy Quran or not, whether you have a holy Book of Mormon or not, whether you have the lost books of the Bible or not, even whether you have Annalise Skyman's books or not, any book of love and the Book of the Dead and the Tarantula and all these ancient scriptures and the Bhagavad Gita, all these ancient scrolls, they don't match the power of the Christ light. They got good stuff in it, no doubt. They got good revelation of truth. But the main thing is that we are to be so infatuated with the light of Christ. See, God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the Son of Man that he got to depend upon people. We are supposed to be worshiping the Father within, like Jesus in Nazareth. Jesus said, my Father within me do the works. I glorify the God inside me. And so when Jesus Christ saw his Father come in his celestial glory on the cross, Jesus Christ was excited because Jesus Christ was like he was knighted by the Father, that baby, you got your destiny, the Holy Ghost. The main destiny of every individual is to focus on, to be aware of, and to love the inner Christ. That is very simple, but everybody wants to make it complicated. They want to say, well, I should do this job, I should do that job, I should go here, I should go there. No, because you could be the greatest king, you could be the greatest prince, you could be the greatest queen, you could be the greatest princes and kings and various great stars, movie stars, rock stars, mega stars, scientists. Many of them have died and will die. Why do they die? Because they don't put their mind on the Lord Jesus Christ, the inner God, the Christ of glory, the light of Christ, Jah Jesus. If they put their mind on Jah Jesus and worship this Christ within, John 4:24, it states, Jesus said, the woman of the Lord said, our fathers worship on this mountain, and the Hebrews and the Jews say, you should worship here, and you should worship over here. What do you say? Jesus, she didn't recognize who he was until the time come, and she said, Jesus said, woman, the hour is coming when the two worshipers should worship God in spirit and in truth, but the Father seeketh us to worship. And she said, well, you know, when Christ comes, he said, tell us these things. And Jesus said, woman, I am the Christ. She fell out in his arms. She was shocked. And I've been talking to the majesty on high and didn't realize it. And she got the revelation. Jesus said, you don't have to, in this mountain, neither yet in Jerusalem, do you have to worship the Father. For you should worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship and bring forth the Holy Spirit inside. This spirit is powerful. You see, people, many religious people, and I hear them talking on the airways now. They're trying to talk about the Holy Ghost. It is good, but don't be afraid, sweethearts. You can say Jah Jesus. We won't get mad. We don't have a franchise trademark on the
name. On the Ghost?
On Jah Jesus. Did you say the Ghost?
I said the Ghost.
Oh, put a holy on that Ghost. And so the people, they feel, well, I can't say Jah Jesus because I might be going against the trademark. No. Jah Jesus is the name of the Son of God, and Jah Jesus is the name of the Holy Spirit, the sacred Holy Ghost inside. So therefore, feel free. I love it when you people in the religious broadcasting networks are teaching about the Holy Spirit. I see you trying to get into it. Now, I'm not going to mention the names of the priests that I've been hearing on the airwaves, but I encourage you, keep on going, baby, because this energy is real. The Holy Spirit, Jah Jesus, the Holy Spirit is real. As real as Israel is real, the nation Israel. And I'm going to show you how the power of this real and up-to-date status. I know this lady. She was born on planet Earth. I'm not going to give all the details because I'm keeping things, you know, in a sacred secret. And yet, I'm going to give you the facts. And this lady, I know, she has three dads. And the code names, I won't mention the official name, the code names, Larry, Harry, and Barry. That rhymes pretty good, don't it, my brother? Larry, Harry, and Barry. And when those three men got, you know, with her mother, this lady that I know, sweet lady that I know, and this and those men, they try to sperm, you know, the one woman to have a child. And Larry, Harry, and Barry, they didn't have enough semen to make this child to become total. So this child that was to be born in this beautiful lady, the doctors say, you know, the sperm count is missing. If she can't be developed by now, she's going to come out retarded and, you know, not fully stabilized. So the woman must have got to pray and she did something. And by the power of energy, this testimony came forth, that this lady that had, you know, intercourse with the three men, and the three men that were supposed to be the dad or the child did not have enough of sperm account or energy. So this lady, Susie, that's the code name I'm going to give her. I'm not going to give the original name. Susie, she said, Susie, let's go Susanna, one of the ancient names. Susanna said, wow, you know, I don't know if there's a God. She wasn't religious. This lady wasn't religious. Of the woman that was to be born of the child that had the three, you know, the three dads and the woman. And so she said, you know, I want to have a beautiful child. I need to have the sperm count full. What do I do? Well, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus of Nazareth put sperm. He didn't do sex. Of course, Jesus Christ didn't do sex. He's above that. He's the creator. He has all power. But there is some kind of mystical way that this woman that I call Susanna that had sex with the three men, they didn't have enough of a sperm count. She went to contact the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ appeared and said, through my energy, through my Holy Spirit, you will have the full sperm count. And that child was born beautiful, developed, magnificent, majestic. Now, this part is not coded. That beautiful lady today is my wife, Sweetie Joy. One who loves the Lord Jesus Christ. One who worships and exalts the eternal Jaja Susi.
Jaja Susi.
Jaja Susi. Jaja Susi. Jaja Susi. That beautiful lady today is a lover of the King. And remember, children, we pre-existed as spirit beings before we came to earth. We all desire destiny. And we were taught way back in the spirit realm before we took on flesh that our destiny was to receive the Holy Spirit of promise. That is the reality. That is the totality of all human life. Because when you get the baptism and the feeling of this Holy Spirit, you can become translated. You can remain young and vital forever. Many people, they talk to my wife, and she's over in Israel in various places, and she said, and they say, how do you stay so young? What do you do? What kind of cereal do you eat? And she liked it because I can tell them that they give me a life. I can tell them it's Jah Jesus, baby. It comes from Jah J. Susie, eternal Christ energy. Like on November 8th, there'll be a covenant to those who love Jesus Christ. What is it? Jah J. Susie, Christ, light, energy, new and everlasting covenant. And this glorious month of dawn, November 2013. This is a great time of the year. We are in the height and the glory of the Christmas season, and the name of Jesus Christ is to be exalted forevermore. And so, just to show you, you know, the power of Holy Spirit, this Christ light. Now, the Christ light, we are formed of this Christ light. And if we are formed of this, that means it was not hard for my wife's mother to commune with energy, whatever her style that she used, and for the Holy Spirit to add the sperm that was missing from the three guys that they couldn't get it up. They didn't have enough. You see, they didn't have enough orgasm or something. I don't know what it, they just couldn't do it. But the Holy Spirit can do all things, and all things are possible through the Holy Spirit. You might say, April Fool's, does that sound like a joke? No, I know the story because I got the living wife, and she told me, and we talked about it, and the Bible said Jesus Christ revealed it, and she's a living being, and she is not retarded, and she's a beautiful, and she agape, the Son of God, and she praised the Holy Spirit, and she hugged me, and she loved me, and we haven't been together in 2 years because I've been on the holy mission. She's over there, and I'm over here, hither and thither, live on the earth, and Shangri-La, Thailand. And the people say, how did you get along? How did you do it? We haven't slept together for 2 years. Very simple. My love, we on mission, divine mission. When you fulfill the divine mission, and we are in destiny, the Holy Spirit of Christ is the ultimate destiny. So people, you need to wake up. You wonder, what is your destiny? Contact the Holy Spirit. We've been telling you, get involved, and don't be afraid to praise the Holy Spirit. You know, I hear people say, oh, yeah, I praise Jesus. Glory to Jesus in heaven. Well, like Eva and Nativa, though, back in the day when my brother spoke about the creation and the first parents came on the earth, they were so fascinated with the great Jehovah God and the heavens, Allah, Jehovah, IA, and the great prophet, priest, and king, the Lord Jesus, the Son of the Father. But what about the Holy Spirit? They got to go. They got to look at that book by Todd Burpo, the father of his kid, the Colton that was caught up in the heavens. You heard me tell about that before, where he saw the Almighty God on the throne, and he saw Jesus Christ, and he saw the blue Holy Spirit matter energy in front of the throne of God. All that power and light. Let it be known that this earth is powerful because this earth was made of energy. Another question somebody asked me before we go. Somebody, I think of the guy's name, see, I think it was from Nairobi, Mongo, Mongolia. He said, the question was, are we made of light or were we just made of dirt? I'm glad you asked, sweetheart, brother. Every being was made of light. Is that correct, my brother?
That's very correct.
We were made of pure light. When Jehovah did the DNA experience back in the day, he picked up that he was happified, and he looked at the dirt, and it said, God, Jehovah God, Elohim, he formed man from the dust of the ground. But what they left out of the version, and he formed, in the Aramaic, Elohim formed man, Una Roka is the top one Holy Spirit. So everything that was formed had light in it. So the dirt on the ground has light in it. So man was made not only of the beautiful dirt, because there's five dirts to make all the races of the people, but man is made of Holy Spirit, baby. We are a magnificent race. We are composed of, we are immersed of Holy Spirit. Even in a science class in Youngstown, Ohio, they teach you that mankind was made of the atoms and rays of light. Everybody was composed of atoms and molecules. What are atoms and molecules? Those are rays of the Spirit of Almighty God. How can you be so dead and not get that revelation? I'm ready to walk through some walls right now, my brother, getting so happy about this divine subject on the Holy Spirit. That's how Elder Brother Jesus, Jay Susie, he walked through the walls, very simple. The doors being shut, they say he walked after he resurrected. He walked through the walls. They say they thought it was a ghost. He said, no, this is I, Jesus, Jay Susie. And they said, how'd you do it? I got Holy Spirit. And the disciples had to get edumacated and re-edumacated on the power of the Holy Spirit. That is the supreme capital power of the universe. That is the most important subject of the universe, Jay Susie, Christ energy. Jay Susie, Christ energy. Jay Susie. Christ energy. That power is so magnanimous, my beloved. It is so important to have. And don't be afraid to praise the invisible force. Don't be afraid to praise the living God inside of you. Don't be afraid to exalt and acknowledge that Jesus said that God is spirit. God is, what part of that God is spirit? Holy Spirit, that holy power that liveth inside. That is the power that heals you, it thrills you, it fills you, and it exalts you. It blesses you, and as you bless the Holy Spirit, become in love with the Holy Spirit. It's okay, you can praise the Holy Spirit. It has a name, the Holy Spirit's name is Jesus, or in the English version, Jesus Christ. You see, this is a realistic power.
You got to be there, that baby. Jesus, baby. It's a real power, like my brother said. It's the power of the universe. It's the power that would transfigure you. And that's what we are aiming for. That is our destiny, is to become a God in the flesh. Have our body. Our body is made of light. Pure light. As you become transfigured and resurrected in the Holy Ghost of promise, your body will become pure light. It will be shining. You will be the light of the world, just like Jesus is the light of the world. Yes. We'll be like it. He's our elder brother. He will always be ahead of us. We'll always be indebted to him. Just like that whole city of Enoch. They were over there in the Puget Sound. Yes. They, every one of them, it was a city, worked the laws of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Where is the Puget Sound, my loving brother?
That's over there in Seattle, Washington. That's in the Washington state.
Is that in the United States of Canada? That's
in the United States of America, the Great Republic. United States of America, West Coast.
Holy Ghost headquarters.
Holy Ghost headquarters, you got that.
Okay.
Holy Ghost headquarters, West Coast, baby. The West is the best. I tell you, over there, that's where a Holy Ghost city is. That's where Enoch and his great city. Matter of fact, it was called the City of Enoch. Those guys worked the spiritual laws of Jesus Christ. First, they were over there in Egypt and Israel.
Right.
They were over there at first. They were over there. They built the pyramid, Hermes. Same person, Enoch, built the pyramids over there. After that, they came over here in ships. over there by the guiding light. We got it was rough. They got over here. It was fearsome when they got over here. All that nature, all these mountains was just it was skyscrapers. I mean, it was fog everywhere. It wasn't a sight the average person wouldn't want to live here. Let me tell you that. It was fearsome. Matter of fact, Jesus brought his boinkies over here when they were transferred. We told you about that.
Yes.
The boinkies were brought over there, and they were like a training here because it was like fearsome. You have to know something to hang out in that kind of weather conditions and that kind of mountain area because it was nothing to play with. All that water, all that fog, all that rain, all the snow, it was nothing to play with. But anyway, there it was a good training ground, and they lived the laws. Each and every one of them lived the laws. And the whole city was taken up. Just thinking, the whole city was taken up by living the law, the church of the firstborn. That's what they were called. And they all were taken up because they lived the divine principles of Jesus Christ.
Were their bodies taken up, the physical bodies?
Their physical bodies. They were gods and goddesses, my brother.
Wow.
Gods and goddesses taken up, the whole city. So it's not impossible. Who knows? Over there, that could happen again over there in the Great North. It happened there first. You know, that's a great anointed area. Remember, Jesus Christ hung over there a lot.
Yes.
He hung over there a lot. So that is something special about that Northwest. People don't know. That energy is strong over there. Holy Ghost headquarters, you know. Seahawks, baby.
Yeah, the Seahawks. That's what they won. And I heard they won the Seahawks game today. Eight wins, one loss. So it's something about the United States of America, the Pacific Northwest. They won. I think that was good. I heard that they had a hard time winning on the first half, but the second half, they took it, baby. They set a record, 8 games winning. I feel they going to the Super Bowl in the name of Jay Susie.
You got that right, baby.
So this is true that, the Holy Ghost headquarters, you know, we have actually, years ago when we were in the United States of America, we have baptized candidates in the Puget Sound, northwestern United States, and the people were energized. They felt it. You could feel energy in those Puget Sound waters on the Washington coast. It is fantabulous. That the state of the Washington, it has over, we said it the other day, 121 volcanoes. And they got, and there's a few live, Mount St. Helens, and the Mount Rainier is live, Mount Baker is live, and they steaming, baby. And we thank you for listening to us this day. We thank you for allowing us to come into your homes and continue to focus on the omnipresent. We just barely touched on our main subject about the light of Christ. We're going to continue on the 17th of November again as we continue to celebrate the glory of Christmas season.
Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby.
Where we originate and everybody else imitate. We love you.
Yes.
Peace be with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus, baby.
Don, take it home.
Good night.